This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. This information just into the VOA newsroom. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has died. He was 94 years old. We'll give you details as we get them. Also in the news, the leaders of the United States, Mexico, and Canada have signed a new North American trade deal underpinning a $1.2 trillion annual commerce among the three countries. Here is VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reporting from the G20 summit in Argentina.
U.S. President Donald Trump calls the signing of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, following 15 months of frequently acrimonious negotiations, a truly groundbreaking achievement.
We've worked hard on this agreement. It's been long and hard. We've taken a lot of barbs and a little abuse. And we got there. It's great for all of our countries.
It replaces NAFTA, a pact Trump roundly criticized during his presidential campaign. Before the agreement can take effect, lawmakers from all three countries must approve the USMCA. Democrats in the U.S. Congress, who take control of the House from January, say it will be an uphill battle. Steve Herman, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
President Trump says he will not be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin while at the G20 summit. Earlier reports from the Kremlin said there might be a pull-aside meeting between the two leaders. Mr. Trump spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren about why he called off the Putin meeting.
Well, I just said that, you know, frankly, in light of what happened with Ukraine, with the ships and the sailors, it just wouldn't be the right time.
Cancellation also came hours after U.S. prosecutors revealed that President Trump's former lawyer admitted lying to Congress about Trump real estate deals in Russia. This is VOA News. A U.S. airstrike in Libya has killed 11 al-Qaeda terrorists. The military said no civilians were killed or injured. This is the third U.S. strike in Libya against al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. A powerful earthquake hit the U.S. state of Alaska, buckling roads there, damaging buildings, but there were no reports of serious injuries. Bill Walker is Alaska's governor.
It was significant, very significant, very concerning. We have a lot to be thankful for. We have not had the loss of life that other locales will have had in our world with this size of an earthquake. Building codes mean something. Inspections mean something.
The 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck about 13 kilometers north of Anchorage, home to about 40% of Alaska's population, followed by several strong aftershocks felt as far away as 560 kilometers. President Trump has declared a state of emergency for Alaska and tweeted that the federal government would spare no expense helping the state recover from the earthquake. A cybersecurity expert says the law makes it easy for companies like Marriott, the hotel chain, to be careless with customer data. AP's Warren Levinson reporting that Marriott says personal information of more than 500 million people in their database was breached.
A massive data breach at a hotel company's information system. Justin Capo says Marriott should have seen this coming.
It's an instance where you have a hotel who's not in the business of cybersecurity trying to securely store data, which they shouldn't be doing.
Capos, a cybersecurity expert at New York University's Tandon School of Engineering, says Marriott collected and maintained more information on its guests than it needed, and whatever it held should have been in the hands of a firm that specializes in keeping data secure. He says these kind of breaches will keep happening until the law changes so firms know they and not their customers will be penalized for letting data loose. Warren Levinson, New York.
World Health Organization says polio remains a public health emergency. On the surface, it does not appear polio poses an international threat. However, the chair of the WHO's Emergency Committee, Helen Reese, says the progress is fragile. She says every available health strategy must be used to prevent polio from spreading across borders.
The fear is that we might well see a resurgence, that we could see exploitation again, and a reversal of all of the work and all of the country and global efforts that have gone into trying to eradicate polio.
Polio remains endemic in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Nigeria. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.